talking to her, she asked you about the large brown yellow fruit that grows on the ground and you might make pie out of it at Thanksgiving and make a jack-o'-lantern. What did y'all call that?
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins, yeah. And there's different kinds of melons on the farm. What kinds of melons would you raise?
Watermelon, antelope, about all. Well, you wouldn't call a squash a melon. Yeah, you could too.
Mm-hmm. What? Do you have different varieties of watermelons?
Yeah, but I couldn't name them. Mm-hmm. They got several different varieties, but like I said, I couldn't name them. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know them.
Yeah, and you mentioned cantaloupe. Did you ever call cantaloupe anything else?
No, I never heard it, but that name. Now they have what they call a quill melon. Quill melon grows about like that.
What was that again now?
Quill melon.
Quill melon?
It's the first cousin to a cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. Was there any other names that people use for that?
Never heard of it.
Did they ever grow any mushmelons around here?
Yeah, we got the mushmelon. It's the cantaloupe variety of stuff.
A little different from a cantaloupe?
Yeah, just different flavor.
Mm-hmm. You know, some things that you might eat sometimes that they grow up in the woods and the fields after a rain, the little white things, the umbrella shape.
You call them mushroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's some of them you can't eat. Ones that grow out in the yard, what would you call those, maybe?
They call them.
Yeah, another name you might have for them?
Mm-hmm. No.
Would you ever hear anybody call them toadstools?
Well, the difference in the toadstool and the mushroom.
And what's a toadstool now?
Well, the toadstool, it's a kind of a round shape outfit, and the mushroom is shaped like an umbrella. Hmm. The toadstool grow right down on the ground, but the mushroom has got a stem. Gets up off the ground.
Let's see, say you had a sore throat there and you're eating some meat. See, you're eating that for supper and you're trying to eat some meat. If you had a sore throat, you might not be able to see. You said, well, he couldn't
swallow.
Yeah, couldn't swallow. Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things that that people smoke?
Smoke?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that I don't know.
Well, like
all I know is tobacco.
Yeah, then what tobacco's made, the two kinds of things, what are they?
They use tobacco in several different ways.
How do they use it?
Cigars, cigarettes. They can take it, make a chewing tobacco, smoking tobacco. Mm-hmm. Now this other stuff they got here, I don't know it. I wouldn't know it if I had to see it.
Yeah, that's what I was asking about, the cigar and cigarettes was the thing I was trying to get at there. And let's see, sometimes with a corn, what can you make from ground up corn to eat for breakfast maybe?
Well, you make grits, harmony.
What's the difference between grits and harmony?
Well, that harmony, you cook the whole grain, and the grits, it's ground.
Yeah, I see. There's another kind of starchy like white grain, it's raised in Louisiana, Arkansas, that's just the main food over in China and Japan. What do you call that?
Rice?
Yes, rice.
And we don't grow here.
Didn't go here at all. Now, this is a dry county, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do they have any names for like a illegal whiskey that's smoked?
Yeah.
What do you call
some of them call it stump juice, some white lightning, some rum.
Oh. What about if it's homemade, what would you call it?
Well, that's what I've called it though.
It's the same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody call it splow?
Mm-hmm.